The rest of the story. You do know the story of Helen Keller, blind and deaf and mute from early childhood. She rose above her triple handicap to become a heroine of the afflicted, an inspiration to the blind and to the seeing everywhere. You also remember Ann Sullivan, the young teacher who brought Helen Keller forth from the darkness. But did you know that there was a man in her life? I suspect you thought Helen Keller was deaf, dumb, and blind at birth, but that isn't so. She was a normal child when she was born, sighted and hearing, even speaking, until she was 19 months old. It was a mysterious fever that robbed Helen of those faculties. She was desperately ill for a while, then the fever subsided as suddenly as it had begun, and after the illness had passed, it was Helen's mother who noticed that something was still wrong. Helen didn't close her eyes anymore when she was being bathed. She no longer responded to loud sounds. Soon it became dreadfully obvious that Helen was both blind and deaf. By the age of 3, she was also mute. The few words that she had learned a year and a half before were completely forgotten. Outwardly, physically, Helen grew quickly, grew strong. But her disposition was understandably something else again. Frequently, she would fling herself on the ground. She would give way to uncontrollable tantrums and fits of screaming. Years later, she wrote, quote, "I felt as if invisible hands were holding me. I made frantic efforts to free myself from those invisible hands." This is not the way it usually goes for triply handicapped children. In most instances, they become apathetic, regressive, but not Helen. From the very start, she fought back. And at first, nobody understood. Helen's gentle mother recoiled in the white heat of her daughter's rage. There appeared to be no solution but to love the child and to give in at every turn. Helen's mother could only seek some quiet comfort, and she found that quiet comfort because of a man, one man. He was a sympathetic fellow, but more than that, he inspired Helen's mother by relating a simple story, a story about a young girl like Helen, deaf, dumb, and blind, who was brought from her silent darkness by a Boston physician, a doctor at Perkins Institution, and without a moment's hesitation, Helen's mother contacted Perkins, and the doctors referred her to a young graduate, Ann Sullivan, and the rest, as they say, is history. Helen Keller lived to become one of the best-known figures in the modern world, and when she visited Japan after World War II, boys and girls in the most remote villages ran to greet her, calling her name. So stupendous was her conquest that news of it had literally penetrated jungles. Although warmed by a worldwide reaction of warmth, Helen Keller believed that the greatest compliment was to be considered responsible. You know that Helen met and managed the responsibilities of life, and I've told you that it was a certain man who offered that first inspiration, if unknowingly. For you see, the man had died a full decade before Helen was born. But it was something he had written and left behind. Something simply called American Notes, about another young woman in a similar situation. And those notes inspired Helen's mother to seek help. Had he lived, he would doubtless have taken great joy in realizing his role, for few in this world desired more to inspire than did he, the author of those notes, Charles Dickens. And now you know the rest of the story.